A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure, as always, to have you here to start your morning. Quit playing with your microphone over there.
I can't see. I've told you. I got that dang thing right in the way.
Every time you touch that thing, the people at home wonder what's going on with their radio.
No, they do.
Don't
not.
Touch it. See? All right.
I'm all set.
I'm just going to sit quietly.
I'm all set now, okay?
Keep your hands off of the equipment.
I'll put them in my pockets. Ooh.
All right. That's the kind of day it's going to be around here, unfortunately. Nice to have you waking up with us. Maybe you're regretting that right about now. Tim Hughes along with Russ Smith in studio.
Good morning. Hands off Mike.
Who's been on the, hands off everything else over there, too. Who's been on the road the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We've kind of missed you.
Yeah. I kind of miss being here.
Back to M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I when I spell it for the kids, they stop. You put enough in. Yeah, we had a great trip, actually. Kind of a weird trip. We took all the wrong routes. Ice for 2 days.
That
icy
doesn't
roads,
surprise
and
me.
Then we purposely came back over I-70 on the way home. That was about, I can't even tell you what day it is.
Through Colorado?
Yeah, through Colorado. And a beautiful snowstorm all the way across. We got many 30-minute stops while trucks ahead of us got chained up, you know.
We should have flagged you. Becky and I were in Colorado last week with the World Pro Ski Tour. But we could have flagged you.
It was a great trip. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Nice to have you back in studio this morning.
Good to be here.
Namodovskis is not in studio this week, and we're actually lucky to catch up with him, I think, because I said, you know, he's always in between ski runs this time of year.
Yeah.
But this particular week, he's always squeezing a little Sundance Film Festival in with his skiing, which means Park City. I'm glad you could fit us into your busy social schedule, sir.
Well, you guys are actually a kind of a high priority for me. So.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. Anyway, this is my 33rd year with Sundance. Man. I've never missed.
Pretty amazing.
And I'm up here skiing and watching films and hobnobbing with celebs and telling tourists where stuff is.
Yeah. Only Taylor Swift fans will get this. She's in town for the premiere. It was on opening night, as a matter of fact, of Miss Americana, I think it's called, or something like that.
Miss America, yeah.
Yeah, Miss Americana, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. But Taylor Swift, if she bumped into you, would be trying to shake it off, just so you know.
You know, she wants to bump into me.
I'm sure she does.
I have her on the list, actually. That's one of the films I'm seeing.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see if I can make that happen. They're all sold out this year, and I miss my, you know, they have the local window, and I'm too loco to know the local window. So,
but you never buy tickets.
Friday, you missed it. So I didn't get any films in advance, but I'm doing pretty good with the wait list, and I continually will. And I've got more wait list stories than anything else, so I don't have a problem with them.
Well, if you bump...
I hate the online stuff, though. Oh, my gosh.
I have a funny story about you at Sundance.
Yeah?
We have a lot of Sundancers staying with us right now.
Yeah.
And every one of them, and then other people have too, asked me about Sundance. I've never been there, except
it's
during
awesome.
The day to deliver something. But... they always ask me, well, where do you see the celebrities? I say, I know a guy named Mike who finds them all in the men's restroom.
Yes!
No, I don't.
And they
I
laugh.
I just have men's restroom stories.
You what?
I just have stories about, you know, that person needs to talk to me because I know where to stand.
Yeah.
I know where to be.
Which
I know
urinal?
Where to go.
Yeah, what he does is he positions himself in the middle urinal
so that he has a right
and a left chance. He's got a 50-50 chance somebody's going to be standing.
And I have two urinal stories with celebs, and you guys know them both. You think they're my only stories.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear the Cheech thing again.
Yeah, I know. The Dennis Hopper story, too. But, no, I got a place that I stand, and the reason why is because the paparazzi kind of is nearby. Mm-hmm. And so the celebs come up, and they're kind of camoed, and they see the paparazzi, and they veer away, and they veer right into me.
All right.
And I say, hey, what's up? They go, hey, you're local, right? I go, yeah, because they see my Utah hat. And they say, I say, yeah, go this way, go over here. And I meet more celebrities than the paparazzi.
You need to put a GoPro on that hat.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife is not interested, and she doesn't even recognize him. I go, oh, my gosh, look who that is. And she goes, so? I don't even know who that is.
Well, if you bump into Hillary while she's up there this weekend, you may talk to her about her taking shots at your buddy Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little sore right now, I think.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2016.
My buddy Bernie. I didn't say that.
My buddy Bernie. Maybe that's the next Taylor Swift song. My buddy Bernie.
I can tell you're a Taylor Swift fan by your title there.
Yeah. Here's what's coming up on the show today. We'll have some news of the week in just a couple of minutes, so look forward to that. Sarah Wiltsey is the program manager at the National Ability Center. They've got the Huntsman Cup coming up for the third decade, 31st year, I think, which is an amazing event. And some of these Paralympians that are going to get themselves ready for their next opportunity coming up in 2022 are coming through here to, compete and test their skills. So look forward to telling you more about that. Navi will have some fish bites for us to wrap up this hour. And then in the next hour, we're excited to be able to talk to Levi Bassett, who is the shooting sports program manager for the Division of Wildlife Resources. They've got something coming up in May called, and I hope I get it right, the Youth Hunter Education Challenge.
Y-hack.
But it sounds like a lot of fun for kids between the ages of 6 and 18, so we'll get you ready for that. We'll talk to Ski Utah about their 5th and 6th grade passport program, which we've talked about this, and I think you were in studio, Navi, when we last had Annalise on with us.
Right.
The fact that it's $45 and you get to ski, or the kids get to ski, all 15 resorts 3 times. So do the math on that. That's 45 days on the mountain. That's a buck a day.
You know, they got a new thing with that, that if you're a parent and you don't sign your kid up, they'll arrest you.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. I'm serious. That is the most important time to get your kids on the mountain, take advantage of that free stuff, and their life will be forever changed for the better.
Yeah. But they do have some other things, depending on the resort, that come along with that. If you buy your child's pass at $45, you can get a buddy pass or an adult pass, in some cases, at 50% off. So that $50 that you're going to spend to get your child up there is not only going to save you money on the day you're skiing with them, but it's also going to give you the best of opportunities to unplug and have some friendly conversation and fun with your kids at their level on the lift ride or on some of the runs coming down. And it's something that the Navidomskis family has really built their family foundation around, I know.
Yeah, I work with a colleague, and she asked me about it when her oldest turned 5th grade, and I said, oh, my heavens, you've got to jump on this. And just last week she was skiing, over MLK, and she goes, oh, Mike, I could just hug you for doing that, because my kids love this. I can't imagine them not skiing. They love it so much. And I just let them go, and I tell them where I'm going to be, and they just feel so empowered to go with their buddies all over the mountain and come back and find me, and they just feel like they had a major good day.
Yep. And then the opera experience at the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, that's where she was.
You know the other thing? I have never heard a kid complain on the mountain one time, mine or others, about not being able to play their video games or have their phone in their hand.
Oh, I know. I know. And they don't care how they ski, how they look. That's adults. They're just going. They don't even care. They have so much fun.
Yeah.
And you see these little pods. I call them pods, like little killer whales. But they cruise around. You've seen that. And it's so fun. And they're just jabber, 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 jabber.
Yeah. We saw that last week. Kids singing as they're coming down the mountain. And they're barely knee high.
Yeah, exactly.
And out skiing you as an adult who is fighting to get down safely. All right, guys, we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll have some news of the week coming up next for you here on KSL. So don't go away. Going to be a great show this morning.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim and Russ in studio. Navi is doing his thing with the Sundance Film Festival this weekend. Some of the news of the week, a couple of things caught my eye. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One of them from Lake Forest, California. We've had a lot of these reports lately of a toddler that was attacked by a mountain lion down
there. Well, it's a problem down there. Well, can't shoot them.
Three-year-old looks appetizing, I guess, to a mountain lion. There in the California wilderness, the boy suffered a bite wound to the back of his neck, was treated at a hospital, then released. The boy and five other family members were hiking right in the middle of the afternoon, too, at the Whiting Ranch Wilderness Park when the cougar grabbed the boy in its mouth, dragged him a short distance. Pretty bold. His father threw a backpack at the animal, which let go of the child, grabbed the cat, and climbed a tree. Anyway, luckily the boy didn't have much of an injury at all.
Well, Lake Forest is a city down there. Lake Forest is
all right.
Yeah.
Well, the cats live. They're pretty urban there.
They're very urban. Yeah.
Yeah. They take swims in everybody's pools and stuff.
Their favorite is joggers. Over the past,
I have a man. He does hunt them. By the way, I don't know what you said about killing him. He uses a bow and arrow.
Okay.
He goes at night, and he is literally in the neighborhood, some of those hills there in L.A., and he goes cat hunting almost every night.
Wow. And what, is he hired by the city to do that, or has he got hunting permits to do that?
I know this because his son-in-law, he brought him down to go hunting in L.A. County.
Wow. All right. We won't mention any names in case we're going to get somebody arrested here.
All right.
Yeah. There was another incident of a dad and a small child, a two-year-old this time. A New Hampshire man actually killed a coyote with his bare hands. This story is frightening. I saw it on CNN, this gentleman, I guess his name is Ian O'Reilly, said he'd never harmed an animal, so it was a weird experience. After the coyote bit him twice, he tried fending it off. He kicked it away and used his body weight to suffocate it while holding its snout shut, which, you know, may be more information than some people want to have here. But it had actually grabbed his son by the coat and was trying to drag his son away. And I flashed back for a minute of when my kids were that age. If it was my son, I think I would have done the same thing. Yeah. There wouldn't have been, don't mess with Papa. If you're going to try and mess with my son,
coyotes look like cute little dogs running across the field, but they're vicious.
Yeah.
Last year, it was a 65-year-old man suffocated a mountain lion in Fort Collins.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. He had attacked him and bit him, and then he just grabbed it around the neck while it was biting him, and they had like a war, and then eventually suffocated, killed it with his bare hands.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It is impressive.
Don't underestimate 60-year-old men, okay?
Nope.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the last few years that we can in, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
These next two stories were deserving of a little dueling banjos music in the background. With the headline, Beware of Falling Iguanas.
Oh, yeah.
I heard this
Florida,
story.
We've talked about this before. It's not the first time it's happened. You've heard of weather warnings about falling rain, snow, or hail, but falling iguanas. This is in Miami, and I guess it's a thing there, where the National Weather Service is warning about the possibility of iguanas tumbling to the ground. Temperatures have been falling there, and lows at night getting down into the 30s and 40s.
You have to wear helmets around town or something?
Yeah. But it causes the iguanas to sort of go into a hibernative state or something,
right.
If that's even a word.
Yeah, well, they just freeze up. They just freeze. They're warm-blooded animals. They're equatorial.
Right. But it doesn't kill them.
And they're invasive. This is an invasive species. And I thought, well, this is the way they could, frankly, rid themselves of the problem if it gets cold like this, to go around and collect them.
Pick them up, put them in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, there are people trying to warm them up next to the fire.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You
don't want to be there when they wake up.
For like $10, you could put them in a box.
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could put them in a box and ship them somewhere.
The iguanas, they say, become stunned and then tumble from the trees.
People are that way, too, when they freeze.
True.
Yeah.
And then this headline really caught my attention, and some people would say he got what he deserved. And the headline reads, this was just Thursday, man dies after getting attacked by his rooster on their way to a cockfight.
So, because he got distracted and crashed the car?
Well, it turns out that he died of other causes he's an Indian man, and, you know, I have spent a significant amount of my career pronouncing tough names, but I would not attempt this in a
Indian, East Indian or Native American?
East Indian.
East Indian, okay.
50 years old. Hit in the neck with a blade tied to the rooster's claw.
Yeah, they do that.
On January 15th.
Oh.
That's illegal, by the way.
Yeah. That's why I said some people would say he got what he deserved. A police spokesman said the father of three was taken to the hospital where he later died of a stroke. Mm. But this cockfighting has been illegal in India since 1960, but the animal fighting continues to be a problem in the county, I guess, over there where this happened. And they said the offenses vary. A 2014 Supreme Court judgment clarified the illegality of animal fighting under India's Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. And in 2015, they used the judgment to intervene in a state court petition to lift the ban on cockfighting, but the ban was upheld. Anyway.
It was legal in New Mexico, the United States, until the 90s.
Yeah. They still do it over in Thailand, some of the fighters that I've dealt with.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal over there. Anyway, man dies after getting attacked by his rooster on their way to a cockfight.
Don't ever trust your rooster.
Don't trust your rooster. Back in a minute.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.